This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began looking deeper into each point in the outline we had developed for Romans chapter 11. Under God's dealings with Israel, we saw that He chose them as a nation to be His people. Though they rebelled, He had maintained a remnant by the election of grace. This was true in Elijah's day, Paul's day, and by what is said in the chapter, we deduced it is true in our day. This remnant provides the individual focus in what Paul teaches here. In the midst of God's dealings with Israel, it becomes clear they rebelled or hardened their hearts against God and His ways. But God also was involved in this hardening process. Listen to verse 7 and following. What then? What Israel sought so earnestly it did not obtain, but the elect did. The others were hardened, as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes so they could not see, and ears so that they could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. This sounds rather bleak and gloomy. So Paul continues by asking in verse 11, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? His answer to his own question is a resounding no. Then in verse 23 he says, if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. A day is coming when all Israel will be saved. There will be a total restoration. That's the national focus. You can count on it. God promised and will do it.